Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Well, we are kicking off, or not, we're continuing our foundation series. Every year around this time, we come back to the foundations of Hope City and what makes Hope City, Hope City. Last week, we celebrated Hope City's birthday! How many years old is Hope City?
Four.
Come on! 4 years old. We celebrated 4 years of life change at Hope City. And every year around birthday, we come back and we teach a series that really focuses in on the principles that Hope City is built on and who God has called us to be as a church. Last week, we taught on the mission of Hope City. The mission of an organization tells why they exist. What's the mission of Hope City? Come on, say it louder.
Love God,
love people. That's right. And we talked about how God has called us to love Him with every part of who we are. Our heart, our mind, our soul, and how He's called us to love other people and not to put them in a box. And this week, we're going to talk about the vision of Hope City. A vision statement really explains how an organization carries out the mission. Like, what do we do to carry out the mission of loving God and loving people? And if you've been at Hope City for a certain amount of time, any amount of time, you might have heard little parts of the vision statement here and there and not even realize that that was part of the vision statement. If you've been to Growth Track, you spent a whole morning learning about the mission and vision. All right, who can tell me? What is the vision? There's three parts of our vision statement. What are they? Fully loved, there's one. Safe to heal. Equipped to what? Equipped to make a difference. That's it. Fully loved, safe to heal, and equipped to make a difference. That is the vision of Hope City, and that is how we, what we do to carry out the mission of loving God and loving people. I wanted to take just a moment, in case you didn't know, who the staff pastors are at Hope City. I want to talk to you a little bit about the pastors that really prepare for this, for Sundays, who take care of all of the planning for what Hope City is going to be doing. So Jason and I, we are your co-lead pastors. In case you didn't know this, we are married. We're husband and wife. We lead Hope City together. It's truly a co-leadership. We both lead in different areas and in different ways, but we definitely do this together and equally. Not one person is higher up than the other. We truly are a co-leader, co-lead pastor situation. We also have Pastor Avi. You see Pastor Avi? She is our worship pastor, creative arts pastor. She's also our operations pastor. So, like, everything that you see happening behind the scenes to keep Hope City organized and, like, digitalized, Pastor Avi does that. She's very hard at work doing all of those things. She's leading worship. She's doing all of the operations thing. And we have Pastor Cherie. Pastor Cherie is on vacation this week. Pastor Cherie is our Gen Now pastor. She oversees the kids and youth ministries. She is raising up leaders to lead our kids and our youth. Pastor Cherie is also part of the speaking team, so you see her up here a lot on Sunday mornings. Hey, exciting news, Pastor Avi's going to be on the speaking at least in December, you know. Everyone gets excited when Pastor Avi speaks, and I think that she needs to do it more. As she feels led. No pressure, Pastor Avi. But listen, she has like Man, God speaks through her and she's passionate, so I love it when she speaks. The reason that I wanted to take a moment before we like dive into the three parts of our vision and talk to you about our staff pastors is because even though our staff pastors, we work really hard to make sure that all the needs of Hope City, everything that people need in order for their spiritual life to be growing and developing is happening. If the ministry of Hope City was fully dependent upon us and what we do and what we can accomplish, really, we would probably only have maybe like 50 people in attendance at Hope City. Because honestly, that's all we would have the capacity to do. Last week, we had 283 people attend services at Hope City. All right? That's pretty awesome. If we were to bring everyone in this room who calls Hope City home at one time, because listen, not everyone that calls Hope City home is here every single week, okay? I think if we were to bring everybody here that calls Hope City home and comes, we would probably have over 500 people in this room, you know, for serious. For serious, did you like that? I heard y'all, she said for serious. The ministry of 500 people is not possible with four pastors. Do you hear me? It's not possible. That's why it is so important for each and every person sitting in this room to take on the mission and vision of Hope City and say, this is what God has called me to. Pastor Paula, you are full of it. I am not taking on any ministry of Hope City. I am here. You're my pastor. I don't know what you're talking about. I am talking Bible to you right now. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, this is what Paul said as he's writing to the church in Ephesus. And he's talking to them about church structure. He said, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. And really what he's about to talk about is he's talking about like the leadership of the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Here's what I want you to pay attention to. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. What? Hold on. What is Paul saying to us? As he's writing to the church leaders in Ephesus, this is what he's saying. Listen, you have leadership in place. And what your job is, leaders, your job, Pastor Jason, Pastor Paula, Pastor Avi, Pastor Sheree, your job is to equip every single person who calls Hope City home so that they can do my work and continue to build the body up, the body of Christ. That means each and every one of you that is sitting here, it is your responsibility to do the ministry of Hope City on a daily basis. It really is. We do what we do to train and prepare you to do what we do. Let me just say that again. We do what we do to train you and prepare you to do what we do. I'm never going to ask you to be like, hey, can you prepare the message for next Sunday? I'm not going to ask you to do that. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. But each and every one of you have a gift, have a passion, have something in you that God has put in you that only you carry, and that it is your responsibility to use that gift and that passion to serve others and equip them to do the same thing. That's what it's for. And only you can do what God has called you to do. Only I can do what God has called me to do. You and I together carry the mission and vision of Hope City so that we continue to reach our community and to reach each other to grow and to build the kingdom of heaven. And so for the next few minutes, we are going to go over these three things: fully loved, safe to heal, and equipped to make a difference, and what that looks like in the community of Hope City and what that looks like for you.
Yeah, because church is not a spectator sport. You don't just come to church and watch it happen. There needs to be, like, you are the church. We jump in. And see, here's how multiplication works, because that's what God works in. He doesn't work in subtraction or addition or division, for sure, but multiplication. And what that looks like is when you take on what God's called you to do, you have a whole circle of people that you can reach that we'd never be able to reach. And when you're able to step into that circle, God opens up doors. And so I want to encourage you, find a place to use your gifts. God didn't have to partner with us, but it sure is amazing that he does. Because then we get to all come together, work together, and see God do incredible things. So point number one, fully loved. At Hope City, we want people to know that they are fully loved. Catch that word, fully. Not partway, not halfway. We want them to know they're fully loved. And it's important when they walk in the door, when they drive on our parking lot, to know that they're fully loved. Stop for just a minute, because that word fully is so important. And when you walk into Hope City, we want love to be the most important thing people feel. It doesn't matter what they look like, doesn't matter what they've done, doesn't matter where they've been even last night. When they walk in the doors here, we want them to know. We want to radiate God's love and be the people that they see with no strings attached, that they're loved. And here's what I love, how Jesus loves us is he fully knows us and he fully loves us. Some people wonder, like, man, if God knew me, would he truly love me? That's important. God knows you. He knows every bit about you. He knows what your heart is, and he still loves you. He fully knows you, and he fully loves you. And that's the model that we want to take on at Hope City, that we fully will get to know people, and when we get to know them, we still love them, right? Not to change them, but let God change them. And Jesus models this in Romans 5:8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. He knew where we were, and he still chose to die for us. Fully known and fully loved. I love what Tim Keller says. He was a pastor in New York City. He said this: to be loved but not known is comforting, but superficial. To be known and not loved is our greatest fear. But to be fully known and truly loved is, well, a lot like being loved by God. It's what we need more than anything. He knows you inside and out, and he still loves you. His love is not conditional. There's nothing you could do that would cause God to love you any less than or any more than he already does at this moment right now. And that is powerful. And that's how we have to love at Hope City. We love unconditionally. We love when it's messy. We love people right where they're at. People are known and they are truly loved fully, no matter what's going on in their lives. That's why there's safety in knowing that you can be known and you'll still be loved. Fully loved. Part of loving well is serving. Most Americans, in fact, 80% of Americans said, this is how I know that I'm loved, when somebody does something, not just talks about it. That's why we need everybody on board to help us to love people. Love is a verb. People know that they're loved when we serve them. And at Hope City, the best time that happens is on Sunday mornings, when we all come together. You cannot do life alone. You can try it. But what's happening in our world today and in our country is more people are feeling more and more lonely because they're not connected to anything. Being connected to social media is not enough. Sitting behind your screen leaves you empty and broken. And what God is saying is, listen, come together to a community of people that love you. Get together with those people and go all in. See, some people are afraid to go all in because, man, what if they get to know me? What are they going to think? Or maybe you've been hurt before. Listen, prickly people keep people away. So why don't you open your heart up and say, listen, I'm going to be a part of what's going on. I'm going to let people love me. There are people that are afraid of being loved because maybe you haven't seen love play out very well before. But I want to tell you, if you'll open your heart, it's game-changing. It's life-changing. When we all come together on Sunday mornings, it's incredible what happens. There's something that happens when we all come together. The body of Christ comes together. It's life-changing. But see, here's the problem, is people will miss week after week after week and then wonder why they feel like they're disconnected. You have to show up to be connected. You have to take a step, not just come here for an hour and a half on Sunday morning, but take the next step into saying, okay, I'm going to get in and I'm going to get connected. And I want to be, and there's something that's so important that happens. Make church a priority. Don't make it so that like church just happens when you have nothing better to do. How about we say, God, you're number one, and I'm going to show up and I'm going to see people do. I'm going to see people love me the way that you love me. We're the best mirror of that. And love has to be a two-way street. So don't just slip in here and then slip out and expect to be loved the way that you need to be loved. Get plugged in. Find a place here in Hope City.
The second thing is safe to heal. So fully loved, safe to heal. That is some really unique wording and some unique language. And what in the world does that mean? Every person sitting or standing in this room today carries a certain degree of brokenness. We do. Some are more broken than others. Some are very aware of the brokenness in our lives. Some think we're just fine until something is said, and then things start bubbling and coming to the surface, right? Listen, our own brokenness feels normal to us, while others' brokenness makes us kind of uncomfortable, right? There's some unhealthy responses that we have to other people's brokenness, like shock, disgust, oh my gosh, surface or filler words that really mean nothing, or even just ignoring it and walking away. What I want you to know, though, is that your brokenness and the broken parts of you are highly important to Father God. He loves every broken piece of you, and his desire is to heal you and bring you truth. His desire is to protect you with his perfect protection. And this is not a new desire of his. It's not something that he just thought like, man, I better come up with a plan on how to heal people in 2024. He's been addressing brokenness since the beginning of time. And when we look in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 14, we see God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah wrote this, but it was God's words that he was writing out. And God is speaking through him to the religious leaders of that day. And God's looking and he's seeing all these broken people in the nation of Israel. And he's seeing how like they're turning the wrong way and they're doing the wrong things. And they're trying to find answers. And the religious leaders are responding so half-heartedly and so impersonally. In the New Living Translation, it says this: they, meaning the religious leaders, offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wound. They give assurances of peace when there is no peace. In the paraphrased version that Eugene Peterson wrote, The Message, it says this, and it just rings so true. It says, my people are broken. They're shattered. And they put on Band-Aids, saying, oh, it's not so bad. You'll be just fine. But things are not just fine. Just keep that up for just a minute as we talk about this. Listen, if addressing brokenness and healing is important to God, then it absolutely has to be important to us. If it's so important that he gets mad and frustrated when people offer false or impersonal solutions to brokenness, then we better pay attention and realize that our personal brokenness breaks our Father's heart. And that the people's brokenness around us should compel us to invite them to a place where they can find safety and healing as well. There's some ways that is available to all of us on a weekly basis to find healing in our souls. That's life groups. Because we can come here every week. We can sit in this place every single week. But it is impossible. Look around. Look around how many people are in this room right now. It is impossible for you to have a deep, meaningful, impactful, healing relationship with every single person in this room. That's impossible. But when you go to a life group, you're in a smaller community, in a smaller group of people who are just as broken as you are, but in different ways, that you find, like, man, I can share who I really am here. I don't have to hide my brokenness. I can be who I am. I don't have to put on a false facade. I can be who I am. I can share who I am. And I can feel safe and protected while I'm here. Every single one of us in this room should be in a life group.
Yep.
Listen, I'm just going to run through the life groups really quick because I know not every single person in this room is in a life group. I have access to all the rosters of the life groups. I know that not every single person is in a life group. I know that there are people in this room that God has spoken to you. He was speaking to you last week when we talked about the life groups to be like, you need to be part of that, and you still haven't done it. Well, tap, tap, tap. Here's another tap on your shoulder this week, okay? So starting tonight, 5:00, if you are a man in this room, a guy, and you are not connected to Better Men, you need to get connected to Better Men. Listen, this group of men are sharpening each other. They're challenging each other. Pastor Jason came home last week and was just like saying, man, this, like, there is stuff going on and it is exciting. Men, it is high time you raise up and grow in your faith and lead your family the way that God has called you to lead them.
Yep.
Am I supposed to say? Okay. Listen, strong women have raised up and taken the job that God called you to do.
It's good.
That's not our job. My job is not to lead my family to Jesus. That's yours, men. Get to Better Men and learn how to grow together and lead your family to Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo! Listen, that wasn't even in my notes. That just dropped on my heart. So I just have to be obedient to what God says to me when I'm up here. Okay? Listen, if you are parents in this room, you're in the thick of raising your kids. That means you have kids from birth or all the way up through high school that are still in your home. This is a lonely world. I know it. We know it well. We lived this life for a long time. Okay? We are just recently out of the thickness of raising our kids. This is a lonely world for you. And you need community. You need other parents who are walking through the same thing or have walked that same path just a year or two previous. You need to be together and to grow and learn how to raise these children in a really hard society that we live in today. You should be in Pastor Avi and Darren's group on Monday nights. Some of you are married, and marriage takes work, doesn't it? Listen, if you don't work on your marriage, nobody else is going to work on it for you. You should be part of Marriage Connection on Tuesday nights. Some of you are still trying to figure out how to bring balance and discipline to your life. And you should be part of Pastor Cherie's group on Wednesday nights called Rhythms. Pastor Cherie and Ryan, forgot Ryan. Then on Thursday nights, ladies, listen up. If, that's me. Wait a minute.
Wednesday night is Kelly's.
Thank you. Wednesday night, ladies, on Wednesday nights. Sometimes, life gets messy. And sometimes you just need to know that Jesus is right there in the middle of all of that mess. And you should be in Kelly's group on Wednesday night, learning how to see Jesus even when life is messy. On Thursday nights, if you have walked through the pain of abortion and you have never found healing through that, you have never gone through any type of recovery to get over that decision that you made so many years ago, you should be in my life group on Thursday nights. On Friday nights, if you struggle with any area of addiction, of bad habits, of mindsets that keep you repeating the same cycle over and over, you should be in Jeff's life group on Friday nights. There is no reason that anybody, we have offerings 6 nights a week. You should be in a life group because you find community and you find places that are safe to heal. And then finally, another place to find healing for your soul is at Soul Care. We offer Soul Care at least twice a year, sometimes 3 times a year. Next Soul Care is on Saturday, October 5th, from 9 to 3. It's during these times that you learn to hear God's voice, recognize His voice, hear His truth, that He calls out things that maybe you've been holding on to as protectors, but He wants to offer you His perfect protection. Well, I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert. This time during Soul Care, it's not just Pastor Cherie and I preaching it and teaching it. We're going to have another speaker. You don't want to miss it. You should sign up because it's important. Safe to heal.
And then Equipped, taking your giftings, learning how to use them for the kingdom. That happens in Growth Track. And then finding a place to serve. That's where you make a difference. I'll tell you this. If you'll do 3 things this year, be here Sunday morning, get into a life group, attend Soul Care, maybe a few more than 3, but then find a place to serve, I promise you, your life will be transformed. Give us a year, and your life will be transformed. Get plugged in. Be equipped. You have giftings, talents. What I love in this scripture is Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us a long time." When you look in the mirror, do you see yourself as a masterpiece or maybe a broken mess? I want to tell you, God sees you as a masterpiece. That's why He's calling you to use your gifts and your talents, because He's looking at you and going, saying, "I created them perfectly. And I want to partner with them to use their gifts and their talents to change people's lives." That's how it's done. And so, safe to heal, being equipped, fully loved, safe to heal, being equipped, and making a difference with our lives is what God has called us to do. And it's amazing that God chooses to partner with us to make a difference. He could do it all alone, but He chooses us. And so, what I'm challenging you to do is choose Him and step up and make a difference with your life.
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.